fire officials have fully contained a blaze that burned through more than 100 acres in Larimer County over the weekend. The so-called 37 East fire began Friday evening north of Lyons, prompting voluntary and mandatory evacuation orders for nearby residents. No structural damage or injuries were reported. A different blaze, known as the Duck Pond Fire, near Gypsum, Colorado, continues to burn at 60% containment. The fire is estimated at 89 acres and temporarily closed I-70 over the weekend. Victims of the Marshall Fire have a new online information portal through which to stay current on county guidelines for rebuilding efforts. RebuildingBetter.org contains resources designed to help with planning and construction processes as people begin to rebuild their homes. The website is intended to encourage the construction of greener and more resilient homes. Some resources on the website include advice on finding discounts and various financing options and implementing wildfire-resistant landscaping. There will also be information on financial incentives from Xcel to promote the construction of high-performance homes. Energy Smart, a residential energy advising service in Boulder County, will maintain and update the website as more resources become available. Green building regulations in place in Louisville prior to the Marshall Fire drew protests from residents who argued the rules can significantly increase free building costs, especially for underinsured homeowners. Rural communities in Colorado will soon receive over $12 million to support public schools, road maintenance, and emergency services through the Secure Rural Schools Program, or SRS. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Joe Biden in November. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse says the allotment will make a key difference for the state's mountain communities and fund wildfire recovery initiatives. The federal funding will benefit more than 740 rural counties nationwide. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock issued a formal apology on Saturday to the city's Chinese community for permitting mob violence that largely destroyed Denver's Chinatown in October of 1880. According to CBS, Denver is only the fifth city in the country and the first outside of California to apologizing for allowing mobs to riot through Chinese communities in the late 19th century. A bill currently before the legislature that would introduce a mechanism for disciplining judicial misconduct has drawn opposition from sitting justices on the state Supreme Court. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Colorado Senate Bill 22201 calls the formation of a committee to oversee investigations into allegations of wrongdoing by members of the judiciary. The bill, which was introduced last week, comes after years of allegations of corruption and dozens of misconduct allegations within Colorado's court system. Most recently, the Denver Post reported a chief justice paid top administrators $2.5 million to cover up allegations of sexual assault. The bill has already drawn skepticism of Colorado Supreme Court Chief Justice Brian Boatwright. Chief Justice Boatwright says he supports judicial accountability, but remains unconvinced that the provisions of the bill will accomplish the stated aims of the bill's sponsors. Justice Monica Marquez has also expressed concern about the bill as written. Supporters of the bill want an oversight commission that is independent from the court system. Presently, those tasked with judicial oversight are other members of the judiciary. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Colorado Natural Gas's press release on Friday reminded Coloradans to watch out for gas pipelines when digging in their garden during National Safe Digging Month. The director of operations at Colorado Natural Gas, or CNG, said that this time of year is when people begin outdoor DIY projects and remind residents to check pipe locations on their property. If you are planning to dig, you can call 811 two working days before you plan to do so, so your utility marks can be recorded, and professional locators can visit the site to mark underground utilities for free. In today's weather, the National Weather Service forecasts sunny skies this week with a high of 65 degrees today with a low of 40. Tuesday night, there is a chance for showers with a high of 64 degrees. Sunny skies and highs in the upper 50s and 60s will return for the rest of the week. Denver should see similar weather with a high of 68 degrees today. Highs in the 60s and 70s and sunny skies are expected to follow for the rest of the week. Temperatures are expected to reach 65 degrees in Fort Collins today. Outside the Boulder studios, it's currently 30 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Ellie Stuckrath.